Soko izika disenda wako VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza kuseWashington DC. Hola mungela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 25 Ntulikazi 2022 ngugeno kumede sayiti endabeni zethu zanamhlanje ibhanga lesizwe
yikho lokhu abathi imali mali real money uzokhumbula ukuthi imali yegolide imali endala kakhulu siyayithola emabhayibhelini siyayithola before Christ ngezikhathi zabo BC nabo AD after AD sayithola futhi
umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa usole inkokheli lamakhansila awebandla ele Citizens Coalition for Change CCC eHarare esithi bahluleka ukuqhuba umsebenzi wabo wokulondoloza amadolobho.
Of the likes of the late engineers Dow have been ruined by the current crop of city of Harare customers. The current rot in Harare and under local authorities and opposition political parties must be brought to an end.
Inhlanganiso ephathisa abamabhizimusi amancane Emprotech Zimbabwe ithi sebesungule uhlelo lokukhuthaza abalimi bemaphandleni ukuthi balime indlubu lebilebile ngoba lezi zilimo ziphangisa ukuvuthwa njalo zilomkambo phandle kwelizwe. Zonke lezi izindaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazi. Ibhanga lesizwe Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe RBZ namhlanje lethule ngokusemthethweni imali yelitshe legolide ama gold coins azinkulungwane ezimbili 2000. Limali ithengwa ngenkulungwane phose ezimbili zamadola eMelika US $1823.80. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu olugcweleyo.
Ekhuluma lentatheli izindaba namhlanje esigodleni sebhanga elikhulu lelizwe eleReserve Bank of Zimbabwe RBZ usebamkhulu walo umnumzana John Mangutshika uveze ukuba imali izabe ithengwa loba ngubani oyifunayo njengendlela yokugcina imali. Imali le izabe ibizwa ngokuthiwa yimosi wathunya izasebenza kuqala ilanga lanamhlanje. UMangutshika uchasise ngokusebenza kwemali le esithi uzulu weZimbabwe kumele ayethembe.
It's a treasure box. You can use it first. First of all, it's quite enough. It's going to change this one to go and buy, say, on a loan of 1,000 US dollars. You can give the bank one coin as a gift of gold facility. You can also exchange value if you want to buy, say, you can pay the product as a fee that you have bought a grocery of 1,300. So you can redeem it with that gold coin. And in terms of change, that is the second part. Because if you buy a global, let's say 1,000, it should be possible. But this is a starting point. Definitely, as we go with this gold coins, more will be explained. So the other is yes, you can do so. And it all depends also on the shop where you're buying from.
Iyasebenziseka uyayisebenzisa nxa ufuna imali yebhanga uyenelisa ukubhadala ngayo uyenelisa ukuyisebenzisa nxa ufuna ukuthenga ezitolo iyasebenziseka limali ukutsho uMangutshika. Ingcitshi ecubulula ezomnotho umnumzana Cozi Ndlovu uvumelana noMangutshika esithi limali izancedisa ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe.
Bakwethu, imali yegolide yikho lokhu abathi imali mali real money. Uzokhumbula ukuthi imali yegolide imali endala kakhulu siyayithola emabhayibhelini siyayithola before Christ ngezikhathi zabo BC nabo AD after AD sayithola futhi gold currency imali enamandla ayisabekayo just unikeza umzekeliso ma uphethe igold coin eyodwa elingana nje nge size elingana ne 2 rand yalapha na eSouth Africa mawibhekile yenziwe ngegolide iyari i 1 ounce of gold. That 1 ounce of gold ilingana no 1,700 American dollars.
UNdlovu uqhubeke esithi imali le ilakho ukuqeda indubo zeZimbabwe kwezomnotho.
Imali yegolide engango 2 rand wase South Africa, a 1 ounce, it translates to 1,700 United States dollars. Mawisa kuma rand ikunikeza u 30,000 rand. Ikoin eyodwa 1. So imali enamandla ayisabekayo kufanele ukuthi abantu bakithi bahle bayibambe langa umhlathi bayemukele ihulumeni ma efaka ukuthi isebenze esizweni into enhle kakhulu kufanele ukuthi ngapha kulokhu esithi i secondary market abantu bayitholele imarket ma uphethe icoin yakho A1 uyakhona ukuyathenga inkomo ezimbili ngayo i1
kodwa ezinye incithi zomnotho zithi udubo olukhona elizweni kuba abantu abathembi uhulumende kungakho bangangcono bazigcinela imali yakwamanye amazwe kunokuthenga imali yegolide. Ibhanga lesizwe ele-Reserve Bank lithi ozayithenga uzavunyelwa ukuyithengisa ngemva kwamalanga alikhulu lamashumi ayi-92 imali le engasetshenziswa ukuthenga izitolo izathengiswa njengentengo yegolide yemkambo womhlaba. Ibhanga le-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi ozayithenga uzavunyelwa ukuyithengisa ngemva kwamalanga alikhulu lamashumi ayi-92 izathengiswa ngemali yakwamanye amazwe abalisa idola lemelika, idola le-Australia, ipound lebrithani, lepula lebotswana. Ngimelisi-27 Harare, mundo de los entros.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usole inkokheli lamakhansela awebandla ele Citizens Coalition for Change CCC eHarare esithi behluleka ukuqhuba umsebenzi wabo wokulondoloza amadolobho. Umnangagwa utsho la mazwi kubekwa u-engineer Oliver Mandishona Chidawu yena obhubhe mhla ka 19 Ntulikazi eseleminyaka engamachumi ayisithupha lasithupha 66 ngemva kokukhulelwa yisifo senhliziyo. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Bekuculwa ingoma ebezigcwele usizi khona emangcwabeni lapho kubekwa khona amaqhawe lamaqhawekazi eNational Heroes Acre. Emngcwabeni kwayengumphathintambo weHarare uinjiniya Oliver Chidawu okhulume emele abemuli njalo obekumngane omkhulu kamunyi uChidawu umnumzana Ngoni Kudenga uchaze umngane wakhe njengomuntu owayenesibindi ekuqhubeni imisebenzi yakhe.
His vision went beyond personal enrichment. It was always his personal desire to empower black youth and to help create black-led self-sustaining industry.
Umbono wakhe wawungaso ukuzithuthukisa yena kuphela, kwakuhlezi kuyisifiso sakhe ukuthuthukisa abasakhulayo abansundu ukuba babe namandla abo ukubasiza ukuthi kusungulwe amankampani akhokhelwa ngabansundu.
Emazwini akhe uMnangagwa uchaze umuyi njengomuntu owayezinikele ukusebenzela uZulu kunhlangothi zonke ayekhokhela khona ezigoqela ezombusazwe, ezamabhizimusi kanye lasemulini. Wengeze esithi umuyi wayesebenza nzima ukuthuthukisa idolobha leHarare kodwa washo wathatha lelo thuba lokusola amakhansila akhona manje awebandla le-CCC ebethesa umlandu wokusebenzisa izikhundla zabo ukuzisuthisa bona besehluleka ukutholisa izakhamuzi okudingakalayo.
It is most unfortunate that their achievements and legacy of the likes of the late engineer Shidao have been ruined by the current crop of City of Harare councillors. The current rot in Harare and other local authorities and opposition political parties must be brought to an end.
Kuyadanisa kakhulu ukuthi impumelelo kanye lembali yabantu abafana no-Engineer Shidawu sekubuyiselwa emuva yilawo makansila kamanisipala weHarare akhona. Lumonakalo okhona eHarare lawabamanye omanisipala elizweni abaphansi kwamabandla aphikisayo kumele umiswe.
Kodwa abenhlanganiso ezimela izakhamuzi elizweni ezigoqela iHarare Metropolitan Residents Forum, HAMREF, bathi bamangaliswa inkulumo kamongameli le. Umgcini sihlalo weHamref umnumzana Mavila Sikhumalo upha umbono wakhe ngalolu daba.
Siyabona ukuthi indaba eyenzakalayo kuma local authorities yikho njalo okwenzakalayo at a national scale. I-economy yelizwe lonke vele kayihambi, ayibonakali. So thina sesimangala lapha ukuthi umuntu opresider over ukufa kwe-economy yelizwe lonke jikelele sebona ukwehluleka kwalabo aba-affectiwa yi-economy yonke at a macro scale. Lokhu siyabona ukuthi yikuyenza i-politics lokufaka i-politics lapha ezingafunekiyo khona.
Ukhumalo uthi umangaliswa njalo ukuthi umongameli angasola njani amakansila ikantike amandla wonke ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe esezandleni zakhe.
Upresident ufuze aphume egcekeni atho ukuthi yena leparty yakhe ezanpf siyehlulekile, hayi khona ukuze yena akhombeze labo abaku-opposition ukuthi sebehlulekile. Kodwa sibona thina ukuthi inhlanzi le ivele ibola iqalisa ekhandeni phezulu khona le ikho sokubolileyo. Yikho vele nomsila awungasali ufresh manxa ikhanda lenhlanzi selibolile. Umongameli welizwe ubaba uMnangagwa kafuze lapha vele akhombele labo abakumakhansilini ukuthi sebehlulekile.
Umnumzana Efidlela Ncube, ingcwethi kwezombusazwe lezamalungelo abathengi enhlanganisweni e-National Consumer Rights Association Nakora, uthi okwenziwa nguMnangagwa yikucatsha ngomunwe.
Singakhohlwa ukuthi yebuleli lizwe eminyakeni engu-42 edlulileyo, ilizwe leli lile Harare lobulawayo lilamakhansili ahlukahlukeneyo. Nxa kusifa iZimbabwe kufa lamakhansili kungakhathalekile ukuthi kubusa yiphi iphathi kuleyo ndawo. I-ZANU-PF umbuso wayo wobulela izikolo, obulela izibhedlela, obulela imigwaqo, wavala amanzi, wenza ukuthi kungabi lempilo, kungabi lamafektari, kungabi lemisebenzi, abantu bathwale nzima ngale ndlela abathwale nzima ngayo. Akula inye i-government esibe khona eZimbabwe kusuka ngo-1980 ngaphandle kwe-ZANU-PF, yiyo ke ebuleli lizwe kunye nasemadolobheni.
Umoya uChidawu uchiye unkosikazi uSiphiwe Chidawu lamadodakazi amabili kanye labazukulu abayisithupha. Uphiwe inhlonipho yokuba liqhawe lesizwe, i-national hero. Wachayelwa umbhobho kathathu lapho ebekwa emathuneni awe-National Heroes Acre. Ambience 2. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Inhlanganiso ephathisa abamabhizimusi amancane e-Emprotech Zimbabwe ithi sebesungule uhlelo lokukhuthaza abalimi bemaphandleni ukuthi balime indlubu lebilebile ngoba lezi zilimo ziphangisa ukuvuthwa njalo zilomkhambo phandle kwelizwe. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu hlelo sixoxe lomqondisi we-Emprotech unkosikazi Sibusisiwe Bango ochasisa kabanzi ngalo.
Khathesi ngisebenza ngu-executive director we-Emprotech. I-Emprotech yona i-organization eyingxenye yamanye ama-organizations asemhlabeni wonke, mhlaba wonke nje jikelele. Nxa ngingatsho kusukela khona le kobo Latin America lapho kukhulunywa khona isi-Spanish lesi-Brazilian, uchaye uzukhrose umhlaba wonke
I-Emprotech ile jongo bani?
Yona i-Emprotech injongo yayo yikuthi i-develop logistics ngama-entrepreneurs or obviously abeza ama-business. Ibancedisa ngokuthi ibaphe ulwazi lokwenza ama-business abo. Ulwazi lokuthi yena umuntu nxa uvele ufuna ukuthi ube u-businessman, u-businesswoman, kumele ube umuntu onjani. Ama-strengths akho entweni zo-business angaphi. Njalo lapha oshotelwa khona o lapha owiki khona entweni zokurun i-business kungaphi. Ibi sibuya ke i-Emprotech ikuncedise. Asitraini kuphela, siyafundisa yabantu sibafake eklasini sibatraine, kodwa siphinde sibalandelele sibanika lolu lwazi olujulileyo ngento zamabhizinisi or ngento zempilakahle. Impilakahle kodwa e-bent more on into esingathi into zokucreata kumbe zokubumba umnotho. So yiyo ke injongo ye-Emprotech leyo engiyibonayo.
EZimbabwe lisebenzela kuziphi indawo njalo lisebenza lobani?
Nxa ngikhanyele khona lapha elizweni lakithi eZimbabwe sesisebenze zonke indawo, emadolobheni, emakhaya, lama projects amaningi. Kodwa ngokwandisa okukhulu sesisebenza labomama lama youth, ngoba sibona ukuthi yikho lapho kushota khona kakhulu uncedo. Siyabancedisa umama lama youth, sincedisa njalo sisenza ubudlelwane or i-partnership lama development partners.
Lenza ziphi inhlelo lezakhamizi?
Khathesi engakutsho ukuthi silama projects esiwenzayo koBulawayo. SiseBulawayo, siseMguza, siseMatopo, siseMangwe, bese ngikhangela kunje lezokulima. Iproject le ikhangela khona lapho. Sisebenza lakontanga ke lapha i-youth le. Sesiba lenye iproject esiyenza eMzingwane, eTV, eGokwe, laseVubi. Kuleyo ke sisebenza labantu abalima or izakhamizi ezilima ichili ibilebile, abalima idlubu, abalima lalaba abadobha amagamba, ukuthi nxa belidobha igandelana kuyini abangakwenza. Ziningi into ezenziwa ngegani, kodwa sijonge ukuthi sibone ukuthi singangenisa ku-export markets.
Lapho belilalele ingxoxo kaSibusisiwe Bhango okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Emprotech Zimbabwe eseHarare obexoxa loGaino Gumede Saidi weStudio 7 eWashington DC ngocingo. Ku-Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela okwethulwa kwemali yelitshe legolide i-gold coin libhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Abantu ababili bafile balimala kakubi abahlanu ekuqhamukeni kwesehlakalo sokudubulana ngemibhobho edolobheni ele-Los Angeles esigabeni seCalifornia khonapha eMelika. Lokhu kwenzakale emkhosini weshowa yezimota ebisenzelwa e-Los Angeles Park. Ingozi yomlilo oqhamuke ngemva kokutshisa okwenzakala esigabeni seCalifornia khonapha eMelika ubikwa wasutshabalalise amagusu angaba yisilinganiso samakhilomitha edlula amashumi amahlanu, 56 kilometers. Ugatsha olubona ngobudlelwano be-Iran lamanye amazwe omhlaba lwethule umbiko othi lelo lizwe kalisoze lavuma ukujujunyezwa ukubana lisayine isivumelwano sokuvuselela leso esasilotshwe ngomnyaka ka-2015 esingasaphumelelanga sokulawula ukulungiswa kwezikhali zenyukliya ngamazwe athuthukileyo agoqela elemelika. Wake waba yinhloko karhulumente lekenya umnumzana Raila Odinga ongomunye wabancintisa kukhetho lwalunyaka lokudinga umongameli uthi akasoze abe khona kungxoxo ngompikiswano ezakwenziwa kulelo lizwe nesonto. URaila wethesta ancintisana laye uWilliam Ruto umlando wokufuna ukukhekeleza ezinye indaba eziguqela ezemfihlakalo. Umongameli Hassan Sheikh Mohamed wakwele Somalia uhlangene nomunye wakhe wakwele Egypt umongameli Abdel Fattah El-Sisi Nombulo, ekwethekelele nikwakhe okwakuqala kwele Egypt, lokho wakhethwayo kuleso sikhundla uNkwenkwezi lonyaka. Abepulazi ele Donkey Dairy elisemangweni owe Magaliesburg kwele South Africa libikwa lithuthuka emsebenzini walo ngokulondoloza amadonki akhanya esengozini yokuzinyelwa okungekho emthethweni. Abazinyelayo laba befuna isikhumba sabobabhinyi laba. Isikhumba lesi sisetshenziswa ukulungisa igelatin ebikwa iluhlobo lunye laleyo eyophondo lukabhejane.
Umasipala weHarare ubika ukuba ufisa leli dolobho libe kusimo esiphezulu emhlabeni jikelele okuthiwa yi-World Class City lapho ufika umnyaka ka-2025 ikakhulu emsebenzini wokuthuthukisa ezempilakahle. Intatheli izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi omela izakhamuzi kobulawayo ebheke ezempilakahle uthi amadolobha afisa ukuba kubanga eliphezulu kumele ananzelele lokuqakathekisa umsebenzi wezempilakahle okusimo esiphezulu.
Kube leyo ndawo leyo kliniki ibe labantu abayenele umongikazi okukhangela abantu, ibuye futhi ibe ikliniki ezenelisa ukuthi incedisa abantu ngemithi abayifuna amaphilisi angayidingeka. Ibuye futhi ibe le mtshina etshengisayo kulama-BP amathukela abantu bahlolwe. Ibuye futhi iqakathekise ukuthi ibe lekhona layo lapho le-OI lapho abantu abazabehlolwa khona ukuthi babonakale imikhuhlane etshiyeneyo ama-HIV and AIDS. Kubuye futhi kube nabantu abenza i-counseling njalo ibuye ikliniki ehlanzekileyo labantu abahlale bekilela ukuthi zamkhuhlane ezihlanzekile amafloors ehlanzekile.
Idolobha leHarare eliyisigodlo selizwe lithi lisebenzela ukuba kubanga elithiwa yi-World Class City ngomnyaka ka-2025. Umnumzana Albert Mazula omela inhlanganiso yezakhamuzi yeHarare Residence Trust uthi noma inkinga ezibhekana lezakhamuzi zivamile babona kusiya kungani kubangcono.
Ngoba sibona abaningi abaya ezibhedlela emaklinika bayelatshwa abezempila kahle bazama ukuphatha izigulane kakuhle lanxa nje bekhala ngendaba zemiholo yabo.
Uthi kuqakathekile ukuba inkinga zempila kahle zilungisiswe zibe kusimo esiphezulu esihambelana lokwanda kwabantu kundawo ezinje.
Ngesilungu bathi i-prevention is better than cure. Kunokuthi siqede isikhathi esiningi le mithi siselapha abantu abagulayo umkhuhlane wabo ubangelwa ngamasiweji, kungcono sidile ngendaba yamasiweji.
Umnumzana Ruben Akili omela izakhamuzi kunhlanganiso ye-Combined Harare Residents Association uthi bayayibona intuthuko kuleli dolobha noma kumele kwengezelelwe ukuze uzulu efinyelele ezempilakahle.
Kuhlungu
yikuthi esiningi lokhe zikude labantu kulalokhe esimele sifike khona.
Umeya wedolobha leHarare u-Alderman Musarura Stuart Mutizo uthi abahlalelanga izandla nje kuphela kodwa abaphakathi komsebenzi wokuthuthukisa ezempilakahle kuleli dolobha elijonge ukuba lidolobha eliphezulu kusiyafika kumnyaka ka-2025.
Emavuku kliniki sesisebenza njengesibhedlela esinembheda lama-operations.
Uthi okwamanje sebethuthukisa ipoliklinikhi yeBuliriro ukuze layo ibe yisibhedlela, kanti iklinika yeTariro Clinic eHopley leye-Highlands Clinic sokuthuthukiswa kusuka kumakliniki ukuba kube ngamapoliklinikhi ngendlela yokuthi izakhamuzi zifinyelele ezempilakahle kangcono kuleli dolobha. Lokhu kwenziwa ngaphezu kwamanye amakliniki avele ekhona kumizi ehlala uZulu. Amapoliklinikhi ngamaklinika atholisa imisebenzi yezempilakahle engezelelweyo kuleyo etholakala kumaklinika kuphela. Ingcishi zithi imisebenzi enje kumele iyale ilokhe ithuthukiswa ihambelane lokwengezelela okwenza abahlali kubangelwa ngokuthiwa yi-rural to urban migration. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe useyalile ukuphawula ngodaba lwecala lokudlwengula elivulelwe umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Australia unkosazana Susan Mutami. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Susan Mutami oneminyaka engamatshumi amathathu lantathu uvulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa icala lokudlwengula enkambeni yamapolisa eMount Omni eQueensland eAustralia. I-Studio 7 izamile ukubuza kusikhulumelo sikahulumende weZimbabwe umnumzana George Charamba ngalolu daba, kodwa wahle wathi yindaba yokuthutha angafuni ukuyiphendula. Umnumzana Charamba uthe yena akaphendulanga le ndaba elokuthutha phakathi. Imizamo yokukhuluma lonkosazana Mutami ngalolu daba ibingakaphumeleli. Kodwa ke okuvela kudaba lwakhe lolu alwethule ekhasini lakhe leTwitter lokwethulwa ngabezindaba yikuthi umongameli Mnangagwa wafika isikolo sabo ngo-2003 esasengumphathi ntambo ogatsha lwezindlu. Uthi ngemva kokubingelelana watshela ababalisi ukuthi ungumzukulu wakhe, wasemupha izigidi ezintathu zama-bearers check wathi aze azombona emaofisini ezanu-PF eKwekwe. Uthi akazange aye lapho kwasekusithi ngelinye ilanga ezihambela edolobheni umnumzana Mnangagwa wambona wambizela ehoteleni eGolden Miles, lapho afika khona badla ukudla kwemini ndawonye lezinye iziphathamandla zeZANU PF. Qede lapho wayangena laye endlini yakhe ehoteleni, lapho afika wamdlengula khona emtshela ukuthi uyamthanda kodwa angalokothi ukuthi aludivu emuntwini lolutaka. Kuthe uyise kankosazana Mthame sebhubhile ngo-2005, umnumzana Mnangagwa waqala ukumthengela ukudla nokumbhadalela imali yesikolo. Qede lapho wambiza ukuzohlala naye eplazini lakhe eSherwood. Uthi ke lapho wadlwengulwa amahlandla amaningi. I-Studio 7 izamile ukuthintana le-ofisi yommelwe Australia eSouth Africa ukuzwa ukuthi kambe lolu daba luzaphathwa njani njengoba icala livulwe e-Australia, kodwa akekho obebamba ucingo kule ofisi.
For all other general inquiries, please hold. Sorry, the mailbox is full. To leave a message, press 8. To dial the number of the person you're calling, press 9. If you have a mailbox in this system, press the hash key.
Isikhulumeli se-ofisi yommelwe Australia eZimbabwe umnumzana France Rhodes wenqabile ukuphawula ngalolu daba. Umnumzana Rhodes uthe ongaphawula ngalolu daba ummelwe Australia eZimbabwe, kodwa kwakhathesi akekho elizweni, ukhona le e-Australia. Ingcitshi kwezomthetho njalo ligqwetha umnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda uthi akusoke kube lula ukuthi umnumzana Mnangagwa abotshwe noba ukutholisiswa ngalolu daba.
Asibone ukuthi kukhona okungenziwa nguhulumeni wase-Australia ngoba umuntu amvulela icala sesengumongameli waseZimbabwe ohleliyo, okusho ukuthi ngeke kulethwa amacala okuthi aboshwe. Kodwa okungenzeka ukuthi iparlamenti singasuka yena imisusa esihlalweni ngale process abathi nge-impeachment kutehlise ngoba enza amacala okungamenza ukuthi ma esehlise esihlalweni usengabekwa ke lawo macala.
Umnumzana Sibanda uthi okunye okungenzeka ukuthi kube labalukhweza kuhlanganiswe ezamalungelo ku-United Nations belukhweza njengodaba lombusi obesebenzisa amandla ombuso ukucindezela owesifazana. Ministry 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, inguThuso Khumalo.
Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje oluvalelisayo nguGaino Gumede Saidi.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.